We began discussing on Thursday night Hachzar, but due to various issues, some people missed, whether it's because of Raziel HaMalach or whatever else was going on. So we'll just do a little basic overview. We've been discussing up until now that we spent the time discussing the Isser Bishul on Shabbos, that we made the Raisa, what is Bishul on Shabbos, and we said, however you understand it, ain't Bishul Achav Bishul. At least when it comes to a dry, solid food, once it's cooked, halachically it can't be cooked again, and that's it. You can do whatever you want with it. If I have a kugel, it's totally cooked. I want to eat it for Shalosh Shudas, whatever else I want to do with it, even though it's been sitting around since Thursday night, that's fine. You throw it on, that's good to go, no problem whatsoever. However, we began to discuss there are two Isurei Durabanan that come into play in Bishul B'Shabbos. One is called Shehiya, that you can't leave something on the flame before Shabbos. That'll continue cooking onto Shabbos. Why? Because there's a possibility you might come to stoke the coals. That's number one. And then there's something called Hachzara. Hachzara means that even if something I take off the fire, I could put it back on the fire only if certain rules are first met. What are these rules that we began to discuss last time? Right? We said basically it has to be oda b'yado. You have to still be holding on to it. Right? Next, you have to have daita lahachzir. You have to have in mind, when you took it off, you have to have in mind that you're going to put it back. It has to be grufa v'ketuma. There has to be a blech on it as well. What's the reason for it? Why is it that I know what I'm concerned about by shehiya. What am I concerned about by hachzara? Why by hachzara am I requiring all of these extra rules? That's a machlokas rishonim. Rabbeinu Tam says it's really the same idea. It's the same concept of Shemi Yechata B'Gacholim. I'm concerned that you're going to stoke the coals. However, I'm more concerned in this case. Why? Because the fact that I'm putting it onto the fire shows Dafka, I want this heated. Right? I'm making an indication that I want to heat this up now. So there's a greater possibility I'm going to stoke the coals, and therefore we're going to make you jump through more hoops in order that you will be more careful not to stoke the coals. That is the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. The Ran disagreed. The Ran said, no, it has nothing to do with Shemir Yechad B'Chom, but it's Mechzik HaMevashel. Someone's going to walk in the middle and see me sticking something in the oven. They'll still think, oh, the guy's cooking on Shabbos. So therefore, we make sure that for the time I take it off the oven until I put it back on the oven, it always stays in my hand. Right? Therefore, it won't be Mechzik HaMevashel. That's the reason that we are doing this. How makbid are we on these rules? So we found out last week, we were saying, not so. By the bidyevet, if someone didn't have in mind to put it back, or someone had in mind to put it back, but he put it down for a little bit, bidyevet, there's a lot of room to be made on these cases. Why? It's a machokas in the Gemara. It's not really clear which way we're going to be going on that. So that's how we left off last time. Now, what I'd like to discuss this time is the case that we actually had on Shabbos this week. So last Thursday night, as is the minute here in the East Denver Orthodox Synagogue, we had two very large pans of potato kugel made by Lottie. It usually is a sellout. However, because of the Raziel concert, there was leftover kugel. So what did we do? We took the kugel, we put it in the fridge, we have it for Shalosh Shudas. So what can you do with it on Shalosh Shudas? Can I eat it warm? I can stick it on a stick and have it as a popsicle. That's not a problem. Well, let's say I'm one of the rare people who likes to eat a warm kugel. So how can I reheat the kugel? So mid the rice, I could do it. Unfortunately, there's this rabbanu hachzara. So one possibility is we could have had someone sit holding it the whole time and in the fridge. What? So the hachzara applies by davar yavish. So you definitely mid the rice. You're right. It's a davar yavish. So therefore, ain bishul achav bishul. I'm a mid rabbanan either because gzer shabi yachat begacholim or because of mechzim b'mavashal. I've got a problem. Midoraisa, according to the Torah, I've got no problems. And once again, it's the rabbis who make our lives miserable. That's right. That's what it comes down to. So again, you're talking about Kli Al Gabe Kli. Let's say right now. So what do we have? So we had a nice lunch here, so we had a blech on. Can you put it directly on the blech? That's the question. Maisha Shahoy V'Kachoyah. So the first question that I want to deal with is, well, we keep on talking about putting things on the blech, putting it on the blech. Can you stick something back in the oven? What's the story with that? I see a head nods negative.
Okay,
but that's fine. But I'm not just a Deraisa Jew. I'm even a Drabonan Jew. What? So, okay, but that's Afia? Everything that's thing. When you stick your pot roast in the oven, that's Afia? But again, it's the fact that it's under Afia. Afia means it has to be baking. You're dealing with
a bake for a reason.
If you have a confection bake, it's called that for a reason. It's not called a confection, it's not called that for a reason. That's, again, that's a different issue. Well, let's say my oven's off. Let's say right before Shabbos I put it up to 500. Right before Shabbos I turn it off. Now I want to stick it in and heat it up on Shabbos. So I don't care about the thermostat at this point. So, we start with number 9, Shmir Shabbos. Kli shebo tavshel v'hu husar min ha'esh, mutar al ziru al gaba, rakim is kaimu kol tanoim l'alon. He says, in order to take something and put it back on the fire, you have to do all the tanoim. What are all the tanoim? It has to be all the biyadok, what we said before it. But here he gives a little, says, Aleph, she'a tavshel shebetoch ha'kli ye mevushol kol tzorcho. It's going to be totally cooked. Tavshel mevushol kol tzorcho, shedim sesbo atzamas shel of. So he comes up with an additional chumrah. So let's say I have chicken. Right? So I cook the chicken on Friday night. It's a wonderful chicken. I can eat the chicken, I can't eat the bones. It's good. I never wanted to eat the bones. Now if I'm going to throw it back in again, now the bones are going to start to soften. Now you'll be able to, you can crack the bones and suck out the marrow if you wanted to. So he said, that's not considered a special called tzarcho. Bottom line is, that seems to be a chumrah. Because I think this might be one of the cases of a difference between Eretz Yisrael and America. In America, in Israel, people taka do that. Right? You'll see people that I don't ever see anyone in America sucking the marrow out of bones. I think but you just don't see it. So that could be a difference. The motion that talks about what about the ovens. Number 10. Madin tanurim shalon
l'shem.
Right, but again, I think that if I have marrow bones in my chulent, you can already suck them out when the chulent is ready. I'm not putting it in isn't going to make it any different. I think it's only the chicken bones that's the additional cooking is going to make a difference whether you can get it out or not. You know, the fact that people suck the marrow out of the marrow bones, that's not going to be a difference because it's nisbashul called tzorcho. So even if you want to put your chulin back on the blech, you're still okay.
So theoretically, if the chicken's cooked so thoroughly.
Correct. Absolutely. Absolutely. 100% true. Right. But Moshe wants to know, ma'adim tanurim shalonu l'shaos besochem, v'yeshom dedinum kikira. So what's the deal with our ovens? Because Gemara said that only in a tanur, which allows the heat to come out of the top, are you allowed to do also? But not in the kira, one that's totally closed. So would that be the same story here? Miksiva meiri b'shabes dehechon da ha'avir shorit havi kikira v'chein yesh behem termostat sheino meniachem reischamim biyose. Besides, ours can't get that hot because we have a thermostat. Shuva svaros kvot haroson nechona tishkam besochem din kira. So Moshe says as follows, this is how we paskin. What you can do with your oven is you can, my wife does this every Shabbos. Right before Shabbos, you put all the food in the oven. Right, you heat it up, then you shut the oven. And then you take it out afterwards. So Shehiya, he says, is not a problem. However, Hachzara, to put something back into the oven, he says that is problematic. What's the reason for it? Because you can't really get Gruf of a Ketumah there.
Inside the oven.
Right. So yeah, so that's why we always put everything on the blech on top. When you're putting it back, well, you don't put it in. However, to leave it in before Shabbos, that is okay, Rav Moshe says.
Even with the oven on.
Technically, yes. Once you open it once, you can't put anything else back in.
Right, I'm saying
Right.
Close the oven.
Right. Well, again, there's no sense in it. What are you going to leave it on for?
No, I'm saying you leave the food in there until you eat it, and then you just take everything out when you're ready to eat it.
Right. But again, Friday night, you eat how much after Shabbos?
Nothing. So you leave the oven on the rest of Shabbos.
If that makes you happy, you have a good time. But you know. But you're not going to be able to stick anything into it for lunch. That's the idea. So you're not going to be able to do that. So you should know, this is very interesting. Rabbi Willig is in Denver tonight, so I'll tell you. One time, the Star K had something in a hotel on the east side of Manhattan. Rabbi Willig took me along to see this. They were discussing hashgacha opportunities outside of food. They had a whole series of places where they're working to expand beyond food. So one place where they had expanded already was fertility clinics. That they have mashgichim who sit in fertility clinics and make sure that they make the mezavik zivugim between eggs and sperm. That's what they do all day, right? That's one area. The second area is the Shabbos mode ovens that the Star K gives hashgacha. And, you know, this has Shabbos mode, too. Then they had other ideas. They were going into banking as well. Right? They were going to do heter iskas. They're going to give a Star K hashkachas on banks. As far as I know, that never happened. And I don't know of any banks. So I am not sure what even after sitting through this, that the entire conference, I have no idea what Shabbos mode means. I'm just not really sure. So I can't comment on it.
Do you think someone can press it on at any point?
No, I just don't. I don't get it.
Generally, Shabbos mode means that the thermostat doesn't make it hotter just because temperature drops with the door open. And the Shabbos mode also, I think, just turns it off at some preset time.
The modern ovens have a safety feature, which shuts any oven down after 12 hours. The Shabbos mode overrides that. So if you leave food Friday night in the oven, you want to leave the oven on the whole Shabbos or the whole Yontif.
It gives you the opportunity to burn down your house.
On you after 10 hours, you're going to be stuck for 2 days with a cold oven, and you can't put food in.
That's Yontif mode.
Yeah, that's not what it is. That was the idea.
Shabbos Sheni.
You could run for 24 hours or 36 hours nonstop. When you have a Yontif like Thursday, Friday, Shabbos.
Right, what I'm hearing here, that the light doesn't go on, but it's not going to do anything.
My wife told me this. I mean, she did some research on this. You wanted to buy an oven. This okay.
Right. So, but in terms of what I can put in and what I can take out.
No, it has nothing to do with
right,
that.
Gornish me Gornish. That's what I'm saying, right?
It's just the thermostats and the chest.
Right, again, like, so my parents, my mother wanted to have the dishwasher work on Shabbos. So she got a dishwasher with a timer on it. And on Erev Shabbos she would set it. Then 6 hours from now,
it would come on automatically.
It would go on automatically. So she said to me, is that okay? I said, no. She said, why not? I said, because in 6 hours from now, if the door's open, what's going to happen?
If you disable that mechanism.
Right. So the idea is they have a safety mechanism. The door's open. It can't go on. So I said, so therefore, when you close the door, that's actually what's causing it. So she said, what if I disable the mechanism? So she said, yeah, that, I said, that would be okay.
Well, I think that's what happens now. I don't think you can open the dishwasher while it's running.
Right. To prevent the flood, you know, so you
right, there's a good sphere behind it. Right, but the problem, the issue is, that, again, if you can't turn it on while the door's open, so you're closing, you're going to have to close it on Shabbos. The idea is, she wants to serve her meal. She wants to put her dishes in, shut it in the middle of the night. Let the electric Nelly do her work. You know, that's the idea behind it. So
shutting the door on Shabbos
is actually what's causing it.
The electric Nelly.
Right, right. So
what about hot water?
What about it?
Cold. To cause the gas tank, the hot water to give it the warmth. Because you use the hot water.
Yeah, but I did it on Erev Shabbos. Again, I set it on a Shabbos clock. I did this on Friday. Right? So I said, that would be good. So they got an unscrupulous electrician to come in, who in fact disabled it. And I remember meals that went long my mother, you know, like throwing it in as things start to go off, because you got no choice. It's gonna go, if the door is open, boiling water is gonna go flying all over the kitchen. To have clean, what's not in the spirit? Having clean dishes?
That's different. That's the problem. Yes,
nah.
I know.
Yeah, the person is going to clean the dishes. That's a good purpose. What?
Okay.
So it seems that people, my impression is that people get confused by the Shabbos mode, thinking, oh, it's on Shabbos mode, now I'm going to go put in a raw chicken and cook it up.
It's only for
Friday night. Right, so again, I think that it really does, the Shabbos mode is equivalent to me putting a piece of tape on the thing that the light doesn't go on.
No.
You know, that seems to be the great technology.
Now it's taken out.
If it's on. Right, but why would you want to keep it on? So make it a little hotter and turn it off and a little hotter. It doesn't seem like to be one of the great. I'm the guy who never understood, you know, how people can be selling a product which basically takes a light bulb and puts a pot over it. And says, oh, the Shabbos lamp. Can't believe people are buying this.
You'd be surprised.
I've got like six as gifts. I know. So. If anyone of those people listening on the internet, thank you. That's exactly what I needed. Right? So that's the story. The Rav Eider Sefer, the Sefer Hilchos Shabbos, quotes from Aaron Kotler. Shatarunurim shalonu mutar lahafzir the dafkin shalahem she'ikar habishal hoyu besochal al karchach hoyu yosef mechzik mevashal. So he's a big, big heter. So we said, Rav Moshe says you can't put the food back in. Why not? What? So... what's the reason for giving? Because that's mechzik mevashal. He said to take something and actually stick it in the oven. That's ready. That looks really bad. So Ryan Cutler says, why? Do we really cook that much more in the oven than we do on the range? You know, I make the chicken in the oven and make the noodles on the range. You know, it depends what it is. Now one doesn't look more like mevashal than the other one. When I reheat my stuff, I stick it in the oven also. You know, it's not one looks. Used to be that the kira, one was so hot, and one wasn't as hot, and one was used for this. Aaron Kotler thinks that really disagrees with Moshe. Mashayim Shono, our gavu who come up besochel, but that's where going to Moshe finds. So the last achzar besochel b'tanurim Shono. So it's an interest. So Moshe, who's usually known to be the more makel of the two, is actually the more machmir here because he thinks that sticking it in the oven looks more like a Mexican mevashel. Aaron Kotler didn't really see that. He seems to be a good svar. Think with the Ramah. Yishem the kol zasheino rak shenotu min akiri ba'od yom v'ohechsir ad chashecha. Aval im rochu misham shechashecha afil hanicha gabe karka motor. A tremendous kula in the Ramah. The Ramah says the Isra Hachzara only applies if you took it off on Erev Shabbos and you want to put it in on Shabbos. However, this was on the blech before Shabbos came in and I took it off, I could put it back out. So let's say I went on Friday night chant. Right, so Friday night chillant. When Shabbos came in, where was the chillant pot? It was on the blech. Right? Now I'm going to take it off. I put it on the ground. Fill up the boats. Give out the chillant. Now I want to put it back on. Ramah says, no problem. That's quite the cooler. V'chein no'ogim l'hokl b'tanurim shalanu sh'yesh lam din kira v'somchav asam al-divrei mekilim v'tov l'hachmir. So he says that, you know, our minhag is to be mekel, and you want to be machmir, it's a good idea, but there's room to be mekel. That's a very big kula. He says...
why don't you require all the criteria before the rest of
the... Oh, so what's the reason for this big kula? Why? Where did that come from? What's the difference? It was before Shabbos or after. See, if you tell me mechzik mevashel, that I understand. Because if it was already cooking before and people saw that, they know I'm putting it back. Only the case when I'm taking it out of the fridge, they don't know if it's raw or pre-cooked. That would seem to be the idea. Right? Also the idea was, I wasn't mechate until now, why would I be mechate now? That seems to be where we're going with this. So, however, if it totally cooled down, that doesn't work. Mishnah Brura comments on this. Yeshem the kol zeh had to be eaten dafka oda biyado gam daito hasa aval gor for kotu hui am binen. He said the idea of what you don't need to do, that's to hold it and to have daito hasa. That you need a blech, you would need a blech one way or the other, right? Just because you couldn't have done the shihio without that. So that's what he means. A. B. Samotan kim shroyin netil b'shavus nira chazros kapuua chadasha. It's nira kamavash if I take it out of the fridge and I stick it in the oven. But now if I take it off the oven and put it back. So he says, that's exactly what it is. It's the chulin pot. Right? I take the chulin pot off. Let's say I serve the chulin at the kiddush. Now I'm going to put it back. I'm going to serve it again at the lunch. He said the Yeshua Tov Lahmir, Ki Harbi Posum Chokim al Haran, Vokia Bes Yosef Soshigam Ran Lohita El Al Gabi Kira Vobisocho. He says Tov Lahmir, because everyone agrees with this idea that that's what I do. So Kriya does negate Mexico and Vashel. It negates both. An important job, if I remember, you had to do.
Important job. Put it in some aluminum foil.
Mm-hmm.
Put it on top of an aluminum pan on the
block.
That's okay.
It was
still warm.
Right. So the idea is kli al gabe kli is mutter for both reasons. Right. One, it's not mechzik mevashel because no one would ever cook on top of an aluminum pan. And two, that. Forget the yatzolei. She's not going to be mechat begachom because you're so far away from them. That's a hecker. Right, the fact that you've got a blech and you got another thing on top of it, that's for sure. What we're not going to get to talk about is what I should just mention is since this idea, kedera, agabe kedera, really works for everything, people came to this day we should make a kedera blech. What's a kedera blech? A kedera blech is instead of, what does blech mean?
Metal.
Right, it means a sheet of metal, that's what it is. Right, so instead of having a plain sheet of metal, you can take a metal, you're going to make it into a box. Right? I say it's not just a sheet, but it's a sheet. It's got 2 inches on the side and something going on top. You know, you're going to put it on that, and now it's a kedera blech, and everything's a hunky dory at this point. So a lot of poskim said a kedera blech only works if this is supposed to be some sort of kli. I mean, if I take my soup pot and I flip it upside down and I stick it on that, that's odd. If I take this thing which is just meant to be, you know, a glorified blech, so that's not hecker, that's normal, right? So some people say, well, if you'd be using it, it'd be okay. So what they did now is then they made a kedera blech that you fill with water, and it's got a spigot, and you can make tea out of the water in your kedera blech. But that's
it's a non-starter, it's a double blech, right? So kli al gabe kli doesn't help you with that.
According to right, so again, anything that's going to get above yatzah lettuce, you got a problem, right? So fruit soup is the answer. That's what, right? Because it's going to get above yatzah lettuce. We are machmir. If you're Sephardi, you can pull this off. What? Well, again, if it's warm, we make it. The question is, can I take it out of the fridge? That's what I want to do. Not going to happen. The only way you're going to get a hot soup is you keep it in your crock pot overnight. That's the only option. Right? So that most people aren't excited about the kedera blech in the end. If we had more time, we would spend some more time at it. So here, ultimately, the Mishnah Brura says that, you know, we try to be machmir, but it's very nice to know that there's that kula out there. Right? That whenever you have a question, you know, something that was on the blech, you want to put it back on the blech, assuming that it's garif akotim, assuming that there's a blech there, right? There is, and it hasn't cooled off, there's plenty of room to be made on these cases. The Bir Halacha explains it a little bit more at length, and we'll skip it because we're getting late. Number 14, enjoy yourself afterwards. The Yerimoshes writes, number 15. Kosher mugin of rum. The gam ba'ochel yovish b'yin shehei cham k'tzach 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 mutal achziro. So here's the question now. Let's get to the Kugel case. By the Kugel case, right, I want to take it out of the fridge and I want to put it on the blech. Why would this be a problem? It's not cham at all. So what? We've got to go back and say, well, what am I concerned about? Is it Nirukim Avashel? Is it Nirukim Avashel? Right? Is there concern of Shemi Achata B'Gacholim?
No.
So why am I concerned?
You're going to think this is raw kugel you're taking out, put on a blech.
Because no one cooks on a blech.
Right.
So therefore.
So what's the problem? What's the remaining problem?
That's the question. So we have this concept here. The Magen Avraham says that if it totally cools off, you got a problem. The Gemara says why. So they asked him, Ramosha, what do you think about this? He says, Kosa Magen Avraham the Gamba Ochel Yavis Beinan Shei Cham Ktsas Kdei Shei Mutal Achzira VaGrah Cholik Or Abedav Ma Das Maran Shrita Rumaisa. There's Ramosha. What do you think about this? Chuba Yesh Rahach Mekana Magen Avraham. There's done the bitzon and afilu dov yavish also a hachzir rak becham ktsas mutu beyavish chasir vashir shehei roi reachol machmas chami musa. So unless it's warm enough to eat, no good. So it would seem based on that Rav Moshe would be machmir in the case of the kugel coming out of the fridge.
But that's not the predicate of this case. Is that it's not clear? No, he's asking not clear.
Right. Was it right on the blach? So kli al gabe kli. So then, right? Then there would be more. You wouldn't get as warm, but it would seem that would be okay. However, Rav Moshe, this is in the Igros Moshe. If you look at the back of the Rav Eider Sefer, he has tshuvas of Rav Moshe. We're also on this one. Al gabe tanurim didon hamachusim beblech davi yavish hamavushal kol tzarchu kavaser vekugel. Can I take cooked meat or kugel and put it right on the blech without a kedera? Tshuva, dafka al mokum sheyev shalava lidei yad soledus. So again, he's machmir, the Moshe says. Only if it's not going to come to yad soledus. Afik shehayu sham kol hayom mutter. Avo b'mokum she'im yiyu shem zman gadol yiyah she'yad soledus osu d'bitznanen legamim osu hachzor na'api yavish k'ra magin avram. Anyone want to try to read the next word? Classic Rav Moshe word? Am I missing on the last line in 16, right after the period? What? Ube hotelin. Nothing more fun than reading the Moshe. Uba hotelin, ein lo hatekhal afilo noshim makshirim. What? Because things are going to always go wrong in hotels. And hotelin. What?
The reason I ask is I have a good story with this.
What? Does it go back to this weekend?
No.
Just curious.
It goes back to the Sukkot program.
Uh-huh. It's mutter on Sukkot, assuming it's not Shabbos.
It was Shabbos.
Oh, that's a problem. Any other day of the week we're pretty bakel. In general, we'll make it on Tuesdays.
The whole thing with the blech, though, I mean, if you have the bottom here with the range, you know, even that metal sheet, though, that thing could cook.
Absolutely, it could. Those Israeli platas.
Right, those are hot also.
Man, you could smelt metal on that stuff. Man. That's nasty. You get one of the 220 versions, you know.
So like the whole thing that's not.
You can make coal.
Can't cook.
You know, we put pottery in there. Right, so the question is, what does it mean? It could cook, but it's not merci because no one would cook. You ever see anyone cook on one of those things? So Moshe is clearly machmeh in these cases.
So then it really seems like it's a question of what are people doing. So what happens if people start taking like a hot, taking a water urn and sticking it on platas to heat up?
You're saying that in order to cook it.
Yeah, I've seen that in hotels. They've done that. They've taken just an urn of water and that doesn't have a heat source on it, and they stick it on like a plot to heat.
So that
starts becoming regular.
That would be a problem then. So you have here that Rav Moshe is clearly machmir in this case. If you look at the Rabbi Ribiyad book, it gives the following. According to some poskim, one is even meant to place a kol food that has never been on a blech on a food warmer on Shabbos. So he quotes that there are people that argue on Rav Moshe. They are the well-known some poskim. Prayer the food is not forbidden to reheat because of bishul, right? Kugel, roast chicken meat. Assuming it's dry, so... The reason that the restriction of chazar does not apply to at all the placing foods on a source that is not used for cooking purposes. Right? Well, is this the same? Unless I want to heat off my chicken on my radiator. Right? Shem yachat in my radiator? Not going to happen. Mexican mevashel? No one cooks on a radiator. So too, what's to replace the word radiator with blech, and you're okay. A food warmer is thus similar to a radiator or a baseboard heater in one's home. Placing a cold food on these heat sources bears no resemblance to bishul and is therefore permitted in cases where reheating the food would not be bishul. Example, according to this view, one place a pan of cold roast chicken on a food warmer on Shabbos, and one might place a cold soup on a warmer because reheating of cold liquid is bishul, see page 597. So even though Rav Moshe is machmir, Rabbi Ribiya quotes that there are many poskim that are makel in this case. Why? Because it's just merci kemavashel. It just doesn't look like you're cooking it. Shmir Shabbos keilchaso. V'uram, plata chashmalit, miyuchedet l'chabetz. I'm sure many people have this in their houses. We have it in our house. We rarely use it. A plata. You plug it in, gets really, really hot. Chuant plata, hamiyuedes l'shmor al chom hamachol shalel. And it's non-adjustable, so I don't have to walk about Shema Yechata because there's no way to be Mechata. Eina tuuna kisui nosaf. You do not require a kedera al gabe kedera. Umutu lahashus lea ocha me'er Shabbos. Vaf mutu lahachsi lea es ha kedera. Vuhu shimale achrei shara tanoi miskorim lael. V'chein adin lagabe hachzokas alzoras kedera al gabe radiator, shall hasaka beitis, ein shein regirim levash lea, aval ein ritin alei mitchira b'shavus kader sheish b'tav shel afiru hu mevushal kol tzorcho afiru kavodos rak lahafik tzinasa. So what's he saying? Is he being makel or machmer here? He says you're allowed to do hachzara, but only if you have the tanoim. So can I take something out of the fridge and put it on the plata? So he says no. Anybody who Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa knows that you're always machmir on top and makel on the bottom. Right? Which is why you should never learn the English one because it only translates the top. Words to live by. I happen to own a set of the English ones. I got them out of Seamus and Eidos. It's just, by the way.
Let's talk about the old school ones. Right?
What?
The old school.
No, the English ones. The English ones.
Like the older
ones. There's new ones I didn't even know. It's been a bad summer for Seamus, I'm just saying. So if you look at the footnotes, he quotes, Shemati me'egoin Rishon Mazalman Orbach Zatzal, v'nimuko imo, I heard Rishon Mazalman, I think he's right. De'bezeh b'shem ma'aril, v'ayinah b'shut har tzvi, Shemamid be'er ha-shabes ha-skadir ha-plata kazos, ha-rei zeh choshev k'ktuma, v'gam lo shaya chatam shal shem yechata. There's clearly no shem yechata in this. You're not going to cook on it. You can't change the settings. So you can't be mechate, no type of it. Therefore, you should just put it back regularly. Similarly, he said, what's it like? So there used to be a rule that you can't read by a lantern on Shabbos. Why? We're going to tip it. So nowadays, let's say I have my Shabbos lamp with the pot on it. Can I burn by it? I'm not going to tip it. I'm not going to fan the flames. It just doesn't apply anymore, that rule. Because it's not an oil lamp. doesn't happen. So he said, same thing here. Once you deal with a non-adjustable plata, what's to talk about? Also, he thought, even if you just write a note, that's enough. It's a heating plate. It's not a cooking tray. From Mitzvah Pesach Frank, Shud Har Tzvi, Rishud Igris Moshe, etc. V'inei Yesh Tam, V'od Amagon Shul Mazalmin, Zatzal, De'efshad, De'prat, De'chashmiz, Miyuched, Eshle Shabbos, Delma, V'hod, Me'aziva. Basically, Shul Mazalmin Orbach says, I think you'll be makel on this. You can take the stuff out of the fridge and put it right on there, and that will be okay. No need to put anything on top of it. Rabbi Willig, who looks will not be coming tonight, writes about this at length in his The Laws of Cooking and Warming Food on Shabbos. And the halacha, he says as follows, the Igros Moshe was asked about a hot plate on a hot tray, as this was not the way of cooking. He responded that if it is impossible for the food to be cooked there and it is non-adjustable, one may place anew upon it. Piskei Tshuvos in the Shabbos kitchen of the Igros Moshe is more lenient than the Shmir Shabbos. Close from placing anew all cold dry food on a hot plate. However, Igros Moshe only placed anew all dry food on a hot plate if it is impossible for the food to be cooked there. So some people think that Moshe is makel, where Moshe is clearly machmer. Moreover, regarding steam tables, where Moshe says that it is possible for kut because it is the way of cooking, even though no one cooks on steam tables. What are steam tables? Those are the things that you go to the bar mitzvahs and they put the flames on the bottom, right? So you can do the chafing dishes, correct? Right. So those cases, where Moshe says if it's possible, it would cook there, even if no one does, that would be problematic. In fact, Reuven finds by his father prohibited even returning on a hot plate looks like cooking. Igros Moshe is more stringent than Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa.
What about those things that they use
in the mitzvahs all the time? Those
shaking, they don't necessarily put fires on it. They just keep
not on Shabbos. Yeah, they do.
All the time.
They put fires on it, yes or no?
They don't put fires on it.
They don't put fires on it. It's not a problem. If your oven's off, you can do whatever you want with it on Shabbos. You can climb in there and take a nap. Once it's off, it doesn't make a difference.
Right, but we just kind of don't want even use items.
Well, because you'd be an idiot to put it in when it's off. They have a point. I don't know why you would use an oven. Why would you use an oven that's off? So Rabbi Wolf says that Ramosh is clearly machmir. However, Igor Moshe's position is difficult. He puts a non-adjustable hot plate when cooking is impossible. However, if the kakri is yatzalesba, by definition, cooking water is possible. If it's not yatzalesba, then according to Moshe, even placing an adjustable fire is permitted. But wait a second. He says, what's Moshe say? You can put it in where it's not yatzalesba. So I can put anything in a place that's not yatzalesba. I could put my soup on it. It's never going to reach yatzalesba. So I can put it in that place. What's he trying to say? The question is based on the view of the Mishnah Berurah that Yatzalesbo is measured by the temperature of the food that heats up to the point of Yatzalesbo. However, Shulchan Aruch Harav maintains Yatzalesbo depends on the oven surface. If so, we can explain the view of the Igros Moshe applying the case where the surface is Yatzalesbo, but food cannot reach Yatzalesbo. Okay, he comes up and tries to explain what it means. Alternatively, Igros Moshe that cannot be cooked there, and not one can cook there. Okay, he tries to explain the Moshe, but the bottom line is La Halacha. He says most American hot pots cannot cook chicken and kugel. Whereas Israeli hot plates, which are very hot, can cook kugel, and perhaps even chicken, and even small children. If understanding the Igros Moshe is correct, one may place a kugel and chicken anew on an American hot plate, but not an Israeli one. So the idea being that he says, according to Igros Moshe, American hot plates. What about Israeli hot plates? So really, I can tell you personally, that's what there is well. The Hillel there of Shlomo Zalman Orbach is correct, and as such, Rabbi Willig allows you to take a kugel right out of the oven, put it on the hot plate, no kadera, that's fine. Rabbi Herschel Schachter holds the same exact thing. He has a different svara behind it. Rabbi Schachter holds the following Rabbi Beinu Tam. He doesn't care about Mechsi ben Mevashel for nothing. He thinks that opinion is rejected. All you care about is whether Hashem yichata b'gacholim. You can't be machata on a non-adjustable plate. That's it. We're done with that. So therefore,
why are you stuck with cold soup?
What? Because again, the soup yesh bishul achar bishul. That's
it's
his.
Not bishul.
What?
It's not bishul.
It is bishul.
He says it. Basis of this argument is
that. No, let's chazer. Okay, we said middor raisa, you can anything that's been cooked that's solid, you're allowed to reheat. Middor rabbanon, there is a concern. The concern might be Mexican mevashel, the concern might be shemiyachat begachol, right? So therefore, we're saying that if people don't cook on it, it's not mechzik mevashel, and that's okay. But the soup, yesh bishel acher bishel. Why is it not bishel?
It says, that's what he says. If they cannot cook there, then it's okay.
But it can cook. Why can't they?
The American things can't cook it.
Well, the dry stuff.
No.
That's, I understand all that. I'm just trying to understand why is it made after to warm up the soup on Shabbos morning if you do it on a warming plate that you can't adjust. A warming plate that you can't adjust.
Does it get above Yad Soledis?
No.
If it doesn't,
if it doesn't get
who in the world is going to buy themselves a hot plate that's not going to get above Yad Soledis?
Because the soup is better.
It's a lukewarm plate. What is it?
Yeah, soup is better lukewarm than cold. That's why.
No, I can't believe that there's any even an American hot plate doesn't get above 105 degrees.
They do.
Most
hot plates cannot cook chicken and cool.
Because getting chicken. Right? According to the FDA, your chicken's got to be 165 degrees on the inside or else you get nasty diseases from it. Right? So that means you got to get it into an oven that's going to bring it up to 165. So that's you're going to need a closed oven. You can't do that on a flat plate. But a soup?
So going back to soup, so if it's, I understand that yesh bishel acher bishel, I understand that.
Okay.
This last thing we're saying is whether it cooks or not. If you have a hot plate that doesn't have an adjustable switch, then there's no issue of shemi echata. There's no issue of mesik levashel because it doesn't get that hot. So it's better to have.
No, but that's what Kiva is saying. Is you got to remember, this takes care of all of the Darabanan problems, but doesn't take care of the Doraisa problems. If there is a Doraisa problem, you still have it. The definition of bishel is it takes it below Yad Soledis and bring it above Yad Soledis.
So if you have a hot plate that's not going to get it above Yad Soledis, in theory you could warm soup on Saturday morning.
If you have,
take
yes.
it out of the fridge and set it on your countertop, bring it to room temperature, no problem.
Right.
Yeah, well, how hot is your room? How hot is your room temperature? It's not 105 degrees, it's not Yad Soledis,
Right. Right, so I'm saying that I don't know of a hot plate that's not going to get you over there. I don't know of a hot plate that's not going to get you over Yad Soledis. I think that.
So theoretically, yes, it's okay, but practically, they just don't make hot plates that are.
And what was this last word about?
But again, who wants 95 degree soup? 95 degrees chicken soup sounds disgusting. Practically.
What was this last word about that the surface is Yad Soledis, not the soup?
The idea was as follows. The Shaila, when it says something can go Yad Soledis, the question is, well, what does that mean? Does that mean that I can't put it on if the surface is Yad Soledis?
Or the entire body.
Or the entire body. Because odds are the item is never going to be quite as hot as the surface.
Right.
So he says, Machokes. So between the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Mishnah Berurah.
If even though the surface may be Yad Soledis, but if it never brings the temperature of the soup to Yad Soledis, it's not bishul.
So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav said not that way. Right, so that's what he said. So when Ramosha's Mekel, he says, even though he says...
There's no such thing as surface. All the molecules, it's not like a hard... You can't really...
Well, I don't know. If you ever stick your soup in the microwave, you'll find that there's some hot parts and there's some cold parts. You got to mix it.
What about in a crock pot where you picked it up, took some off, put it back down? Anything wrong?
Now, if there was a aluminum foil in between, it's good for katuma, you're okay.
All right, so there's your solution, Phil. Get a crock pot of hot soup, take off some front end.
That's not the question.
No, he wants to, but I'm saying that's
the
solution to the problem.
No, picking out
the refrigerator. Right. Eat fruit soup. Gazpacho is also the solution. Gefilte fish. These are all solutions.
That's how gazpacho became popular among Jewish people.
There you have it.
I never ate gazpacho
shots. Yeah, that's a pretty good bet, I'd say. All right, we'll call it.